Yes, I know it's been 2 months. I was busy. My mom needed help with the TV. But I'm back now. So welcome to the Game Chat Sports Podcast. I don't even know what episode we're on. But I'm your host, Andrew, and I'm alongside one of my great friends, Marcelo Fernandez. I'm keeping that in. I'm not editing that out. No, I'm keeping that in. And what we will be covering today is something I've never covered in the past. We're gonna be covering boxing from the boxing matches from last Sunday. So let's start off with the Chad Ochocinco boxing match. What do you have to say about that?
That was the first one, right?
Yeah.
Johnson was playing a lot of defense and was playing around, and he got really hurt. Oh my fucking God, I can't talk. He got hit really hard, but he got right back up when he got knocked down. And most people wanted Johnson to win. The percentages were, I think, 64.
Yeah.
And Maxwell had 36.
Yeah.
So that was he won, correct?
Yeah.
No, it was like a draw. I think it was just like a play fight, basically.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, they got along. They weren't like, I like a boxing match when like the two like hate each other to death until like the end when like they shake hands and everything and they're cool. Like, they were like getting along during the fight. Like, they looked like they were even having like a nice conversation. So that wasn't like that much fun to watch. And like Chad Johnson, he's clearly not a boxer. He's more of like a route runner, obviously. So that wasn't that much fun to watch, I'll admit. So
Yeah, I thought that I usually like a fight when they get along and they used to like know each other.
yeah.
So then they really want to hurt each other.
Uh-huh.
Like, if they're close friends, say I was fighting one of my friends,
Yeah, like if we were fighting, like
I just want to beat the shit out of them, and then just get together at the end and have nice time.
yeah. So yeah, in the ring, they should be arch nemesises.
Yeah, they
But
should
like
be.
outside the ring, like do whatever the hell you want. So the next fight was the Arias and Herd. Yeah, the Arias and Herd fight. This was the best fight of the day, I think. I mean, I think I'm it did end in a draw, and it was a really good fight to watch.
I had my money on what's his name in the beginning.
Herd or Arias?
No, Arias, because he was fast, strong, and he looked like he knew what he was doing.
Yeah, no, Arias is definitely a box. So is Herd. This was the best fight of the day, easily.
Oh yeah.
And Arias won, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean,
He got hit a couple times
yeah,
under the
towards the
count,
end, like the last two or
but
three rounds.
one or two of them were under the belt and he just fell. I was like, oh my God, is this gonna be game right here?
No, yeah, that was easily the best fight of the day. I mean, if that went into a draw, I would not have been surprised. But Arias, I think, did deserve the win a little more than Herd because he started out stronger, and he still ended off pretty well. Herd just kind of made a comeback towards the end.
I feel like Hearn was getting hit really hard
Yeah,
throughout the whole match,
no,
and
Arias hits hard.
he
Arias is
does
hitting
hard.
hard.
I was just watching his face throughout the whole thing, and he was just eating the punches, boom, boom,
Oh
boom,
yeah.
just taking it.
Yeah, he's definitely a boxer. He's gonna have a
He's not weak.
No, not at all. And now into probably the worst fight of the day, which I was expecting a lot more of, the Floyd Mayweather Logan Paul. And if you did not watch the fight, if you didn't have a chance to watch the fight, I can just sum it up to you now. They hugged the whole time. It was a whole hug fest the whole time. A little bit of running around, but most of the time it was really just hugging. So that was
And
sub.
Logan was he wasn't fighting like he fought KSI.
And like, I know like Logan, like Logan had nothing to lose. If he lost to Floyd Mayweather, big deal. 51 other people have 50.
Yeah.
He's 50, you know. If he lost, I mean, there's no biggie. If Floyd Mayweather lost, he would have been clowned for the rest of his life because he lost to a vlogger. So he had nothing to lose. And the fact that they, and the fact that it went to a draw.
That, I think it was all played out.
Oh, yeah. No, boxing, honestly, is slightly rigged nowadays. I mean, the Ben Askren-Jake Paul fight. By the way, I just want to state my hate for Jake Paul. I hate Jake Paul so much.
He thinks he was so cool.
He thinks he's going to be the next Mike Tyson.
He gets in a ring with... Who is he fighting?
Ben Askren.
No, the next guy.
Oh, Tyrone Woodley? He's going to get rocked. He is going to get rocked.
Oh my God.
I would pay general admission to that. Oh my, he's gonna die. If you don't know what Tyrone Woodley looks like, guys, search him up right now. Oh my God.
He looks like
he could stare, you can just make eye contact with him for 3 seconds. You're gonna shit your pants.
he's very scary.
Oh my God.
It looks like if you made a character in that, like MMA or UFC,
like the request that the phase guy made.
Yes, that's exactly what it looks like.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. If you don't know about what that is, you can search that up too, like request phase or something, and probably.
Yeah, phase member. He does UFC, like the video game.
Yeah,
he made this one guy, and he looks exactly like him.
So yeah, I am so excited to see Jake Paul just die.
Do you know the date?
No, I don't. Let me look.
We should do another talk about the...
Yeah, I will. I'll have you...
YouTuber fight.
Oh, June... Is that June 12th?
Something like that.
Jake Paul, Tyrone... Yeah. Whenever we're going to talk about boxing, Marcello is going to be on them most of the time. When is...
date? I'll be paying extra attention.
August 28th.
Yes, that's pretty far.
Wait,
that's the Jake Paul fight?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
We got a long way to go.
I'm not 100% sure about that. You guys can clarify that for yourselves. So I think that's enough talk for the fights this weekend. We're going to get into something I'm pretty excited for. Also kind of nervous, depending on what the questions are. We're going to be asking each other two people, so like two famous celebrities. They could be fiction, nonfiction. And we're going to be saying which one would win in a fight, and we're going to, or a boxing match, and we're going to keep going back and forth. So I think I'll start us off. I think my first one isn't too bad, and then it gets pretty bad, I think. Okay. All right. Who would win in a boxing match, Joe Biden or Donald J. Trump?
Oh, my God. I had the same exact one.
So the footage from the most recent couple seconds just cut out. So, point being, we think Donald Trump would win in a fight, a boxing match.
Yep.
All right, so you go.
Okay. Everybody's thought of this. Everybody's just wanted to see this. In anybody, just you'll know. Mike Tyson, prime.
Okay.
Versus Muhammad Ali.
Oh God, you've got probably like the most influential athlete of all time, Muhammad Ali. And possibly the greatest box fighter of all time, Mike Tyson, in his prime.
They're both best boxers to me.
Yeah.
I didn't have an answer for this.
I'm going to...
Muhammad Ali was great.
You know what? Can I...
Mike Tyson was insane.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
I mean, Mike Tyson was the greatest fighter on the planet for almost 2 decades, I think.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it could, if I were to say it goes to a draw, I'm going to say it goes to a draw, but if I had to pick a winner, I'd pick Mike Tyson. All right. Next up for me. This one, You have to remember it's a boxing match, not a regular fighting match, a boxing match. All
right.
DK Metcalf or Aaron Donald? Yeah. I had trouble with this one too.
I don't know. Who did you say?
I say DK Metcalf. Because I think DK is more athletic than Aaron Donald. So if he although this isn't like really like actual boxing, like if he just ran around a little bit, that could get Aaron Donald a little tired. And then if DK just puts one punch, like, or not one punch, like a good amount of good punches to the upper area, I mean, Aaron Donald could be.
It could be a good fight.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
I would say the same.
All right, you go.
All right. Are you ready for mine?
I am ready.
I don't know if you think... Okay, this is boxing, correct?
Yes, boxing.
Could we do UFC?
You could choose UFC players. Or do you want to do like a UFC like match?
It's going to be a UFC match.
All right, yeah. Yeah, we'll let it slide.
Ready?
Yeah.
Khabib versus Royce Gracie in his prime. You know who that is?
I've heard the name. I've never really seen his highlights or anything.
He's not a. He's just like Khabib, but just insane aggressive. All
right, I'm gonna say Khabib, just for now, because I've never really seen the other guy's highlights much, and I know Khabib is a great fighter. So I'm going to say Khabib for now.
But the thing is, the thing that I like about Royce Gracie, he does UFC.
Mm-hmm.
He wears, like, a ninja outfit. Like, you know how you would go to, like,
mm-hmm.
like karate and you would have, like, that black belt thing on mm-hmm, with the yeah. white suit?
Oh, so yeah.
He wears that while he fights.
Really? I find that dumb. Like, how Logan Paul was wearing, like, the Charizard Pokemon card while he was fighting or something, or like while he was walking up, that was worth like $1 million.
Oh yeah,
that was dumb. Like the out, like on, like the outfits that some of these guys wear are just really dumb to me. So I'm gonna stick with Khabib.
Yeah, he's just insane. He used to wrestle bears when he was younger. He was just the beast.
All right, you ready for my next one?
Yep.
All right. Shrek in his prime.
Shrek.
Or Shaq in his prime. They're two beasts.
Have you ever seen Shrek the Musical? Shrek does some crazy flips. And I think that just... He's maybe more agile. And Shaq's just a powerhouse. But Shrek... He's an ogre.
Yeah.
He's not a person.
Yeah. I mean, I've never really seen him box, I'll admit. I think I have seen Shaq, like, train with, like, boxing and stuff. Or just, like, work out.
Shaq wouldn't be able to get through his layers.
It's
like, an onion has layers, just like Shrek.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to go out and say it's a draw.
A draw?
Yeah. Look, if Logan Paul and Floyd Mayweather can have a draw, I think Shrek and Shaq can have a draw.
All right.
I know that's like hard to compare, but
All right,
ready? You go. Yeah, I'm ready.
Michael Jordan.
Okay.
Kobe Bryant.
Michael Jordan. Michael what? Jordan. Got into so many fights in his career. Countless. With his team, other teammates. I think he probably got into a fight with a fan. Like, and other stuff off the court. He was... I'm not saying Kobe can't fight. I'm sure he could. But Jordan, I've seen more, like, experience from him.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna go with Jordan.
Yeah. He's just... They go all the way around.
Yeah. Not LeBron at all.
LeBron's LeBron. Whoever thinks LeBron's the GOAT.
Never listen to our podcast again if you think LeBron's the GOAT.
Yeah, just leave.
Yes, let's just leave. All right. For me, I find it's really funny. Matt from Wii Sports Boxing. Or Mike Tyson.
Matt.
Yeah.
100%.
I think Matt. I'm really being honest with you. If you play Wii Sports Resort, if you don't know what, like, the Matt meme from Wii Sports Resort Boxing, search it up. I find it really funny. I don't know why.
He wielded the Infinity Gauntlet
at one point. Matt from Wii Sports?
Yeah, but he lost it to Shaggy.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm still going to go with Matt from Wii Sports.
Yeah, Matt's going to destroy.
Yeah. All right, you're up.
This is going to be very hard.
All right, I'm ready.
Mario or Luigi?
This is hard, yeah. All right. I'm gonna go with Mario. I mean, Luigi is, like, taller. Like, he definitely has the height advantage. Yeah. But, like, he looks like really skinny and, like, doesn't have much muscle. I'm not saying, like, Mario's jacked. I just feel like he looks like he got a little more muscle to him.
I don't know what I'm gonna say. Because Luigi's, I feel like they're the same person. Like, the same person against fighting each other. But Mario is, like, chubby.
Yeah, so actually, he'd win for it's like a heavyweight versus a lightweight.
Yeah, but Mario has a bunch of powers.
Oh yeah, like he's like
Luigi has the ghost sucker thing from the Haunted Mansion.
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so I would say Mario.
Yeah, I'm gonna say Mario. All right, this is gonna be my last one, and I think the next one will be your last one too. We're kind of running out on time. Oh boy. Lightning McQueen or Chick Hicks?
Who?
You've seen Cars, I assume, right?
I haven't watched Cars in like
You know the green car with like the mustache?
Oh.
The guy who wins the piston over
Yeah.
I'm not saying I watch Cars daily, but I just remember this.
Guys, just letting you know, he just winked at me.
No, nah, shut up. No, I didn't. All right. Point is, who do you think would win?
Lightning McQueen.
Yeah, Lightning McQueen. All right. Yeah. I mean, I don't really know how cars would box, but I don't know. I just thought that was kind of funny. All right. This is the last one. This is the dagger. Let's hear it. Oh, we're having some technical difficulties. Stand by.
Do Batman, Superman.
Oh my god. Oh, Superman. Superman, no hesitation. Batman's just rich with a bunch of bat toys that he throws. Superman.
Batman is winning.
Really?
You never see. He has kryptonite. He can kill Superman.
Well, I don't know. Well, he obviously.
I've never seen
the DC movies at all. I've really only watched Marvel, and like, I don't watch many movies, I'm gonna be honest with you. I read books.
I literally haven't watched TV like in probably 3 years. Like sat down, like turned off.
That's the biggest cap I ever heard.
I have
3 years, really? You didn't?
3 years.
I swear I watch at least like an hour a day. I'm being honest with you.
But what do you watch?
I don't know. Like, I was watching the Yankee game earlier. Like, I watched that.
That's different.
Ah, like, you know, live sports, does that count? I don't know. Yeah. All right, we're getting off topic. All right, thank you for joining me on this episode. And I'll try to be uploading as much as I used to. But I don't know, my mom might have some troubles with the TV again, so I got to go over that. All right, I'll see you next episode.
See you guys.
See you.